Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime high is approaching 90. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 64. Tonight, slight chance for storms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Kansas Court of Appeals ended up hearing oral arguments earlier this week and legal challenges to a pair of abortion laws that have officially taken place in the state of Kansas, as Kansas has remained one of the central hubs for abortion in the Mid-America region. As WIBW reports that the Kansas Attorney General's office, along with its co-counsel, the Alliance Defending Freedom, have been working to appeal a decision from Johnson County District Court granting a temporary restraining order on the new laws that involve the idea of abortion pills, with the law known as the Women's Right to Know Act. But according to Alice Wang, the attorney for the Center for Reproductive Rights, they say the appeal to the law is entirely academic.
Look, I'm as confused as you are about why they chose to file this appeal, why they made the arguments that they made. I think that this appeal is entirely academic, since the state has already agreed not to enforce the provisions of the challenged laws.
Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, it's the dog days of summer, and we have the coolest deals on the hottest models. Get treated like top dog with sizzling deals on the 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and the best-selling truck in America for 47 years, the Ford F-150. 0% APR for 36 months, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Get your paws on a new ride during our Dog Days of Summer sales event, only at Rusty at Ford. 0% APR in 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and America's number one selling truck, the F-150. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape, $1,667 per thousand financed. Mach-E, $1,389 per thousand financed. 2024 is $2,777 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations has released their latest crime index report for the 2023 year, showing the differences between 2022 and 2023. As they say, overall property crime rates across the state of Kansas ended up increasing over the years by 2.6%, while violent crimes around the state ended up decreasing by 3.7%. Cake News reports that in the report they show property crime rates increasing to a total of 66,782 cases in the year for 2023, saying that the overall crime index was, quote, heavily impacted by the uptick in property crimes, increasing from 26.7 offenses per 1,000 people in 2022 to 27 offenses per 1,000 people in 2023. Overall, the property crime rates are still 10% lower than the 10-year average. Overall, according to the report, they say the largest individual increase was motor vehicle theft, that was up 4.8% year over year, with rape cases decreasing by 12.6%, only recording at 161 cases total.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature, along with Governor Jim Pillen, continues to discuss tax relief during a special session in there, as lawmakers recently passed a bill by 34-11 vote that would give major income tax credits for property taxes, along with expanding school tax credits, and restricts the annual increases in local property taxes based on the rate of inflation across the state. According to the Panhandle News, they say that the bill was passed on Tuesday evening, as legislators did end up taking out numerous things, including dozens of sales tax increases to pay for additional property tax relief. As the conversation continues, according to Republican Governor Jim Pillen, he says lawmakers continue to discuss budget cuts to match the tax cuts that they're seeing at the statewide level. The special session was called by Governor Jim Pillen during the summertime after the legislature failed to pass his proposal on cutting property taxes to an average of 40% during the regular session of the year. Good America Network News.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Beatty Milo Festival kicks off this evening with the Kids Fest at 6 p.m., plus free hot dogs and ice cream. Turtle races at 7 with a cornhole tournament, and the softball tournament begins this evening, along with a glow run at 9 p.m. Milo and corn exhibits will be on display beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday. The truck show also gets underway with Touch a Truck, plus a King and Queen contest, inflatables at 10, kids pedal pull at 11, STEM stations for kids at noon, kids bike races at 1, as well as the antique tractor pull. Parade in Beatty Saturday begins at 4 p.m. with the Schmitz Blitz performing live at 6. Beer Garden Friday and Saturday with food trucks all day Saturday at the Beatty Milo Festival. Full information is on their Facebook page. Barnes Community Development Corporation will host the Peterson Brothers Farm Show Saturday morning at 10:30 at the Bandshell in Barnes, in conjunction with the annual Antique and Junk Fest in Barnes Saturday running 9 to 4. Nemaha Hall Central USD 115 has requested renegotiation with Prairie Hills USD 113, asking reconsideration of a boundary map, which calls for transfer of some 81 square miles in contention in the Burn area. Several student transfers after closing of the Burn School led to a petition, which in June was denied by the Kansas State Board of Education, who encouraged the districts to work toward resolving the issue on a local level. Additional details regarding the filing and response are on the USD 115 website. CJ Express in Frankfort will be shutting down the old store Monday for demolition, reopening the new store just west next Thursday. Temporary fueling will be available in transition. Work will be completed then after demolition by the end of this year. Saturday's Public Affairs Spotlight continues a series of conversations with area school superintendents as classes resume. Lee Schmidt with Hanover Barnes Lynn comments on what he's looking forward to.
I always look forward to seeing all the kids back in school, the families, new families, and returning families. I look forward to all the excitement the kids bring and the enthusiasm that the teachers bring to their lessons. I look forward to seeing all that the kids can do both academically and in their other extracurricular activities.
Tune for the Public Affairs Program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, as Denise O'Day with Washington County shares her excitement for the upcoming school year.
I'm looking forward to the kids getting back. You know, summertime is a restful time for everyone, but there's nothing that beats the excitement of the first part of school. We have a lot of new staff this year, and I'm excited to see how they grow and how they assimilate into the USD 108 school district culture. And it's just an exciting time. I can't say there's one thing in particular that I'm looking forward to, just the whole experience.
Barbara Jo Hamlin, age 67, passed away January 23rd. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barbara Jo Hamlin. Sharon L. Swearingen, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Saturday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Sharon Swearingen. Rita M. Brinkley, age 69, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the McPherson Cemetery Monday afternoon. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements
for Rita Brinkley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken patty, baked beans, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, beets, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand behind building robust fiber networks. We wish all of the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Still more sunshine on Sunday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain early Monday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. Then staying mostly clear into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Still more sunshine as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Still sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And still more sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 108. The average low 67 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42. Sunny and 67 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of August. KNDY News time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
I'm Jim Basquel. For the second straight day, the Atlanta Falcons have made a big splash on D, signing two-time Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons, a one-year, $8 million contract. This after Atlanta traded a third-rounder to the Patriots for pass rusher Matthew Judon. To baseball, where a Phil's rookie had a day to remember.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, right center field, on the run, call. He will lay out. It's off his glove. Wilson's around first. He's headed for second, and he's got the cycle. Weston Wilson is hit for the cycle tonight for the Phillies.
Look at that grin on his face at second base, too.
10th in Phillies history is Weston Wilson.
At Sports Radio 94 WIP, 9th Philly ever to hit for the cycle is Weston Wilson. They blast Washington 13-3. Grant McRae's first career hit is a home run. Giants beat the Braves 6-0 to avoid a sweep. Logan Webb, 7 2/3 shutout frames. Jackson Churio, William Contreras, homer. Brewers over the Dodgers 6-4. Devin Williams earns his third save by ending the game with K's of Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. Milwaukee's Christian Yelich, though, will have season ending back surgery. J.J. Bleday, his first career Grand Slam. A's rally from 5-0 down, beat the Mets 7-6 in a game that lasted 3 hours and 45 minutes. Gunnar Henderson, Cedric Mullins go yard. Baltimore 5-1 over Boston. Minnesota won in Texas 3-2, moving in 4 games of idle Cleveland for the Central lead. And Javier Baez, a 2-run home run in the 8th. Detroit beat Seattle, getting a 2-1 win in a 3-game sweep. The WNBA returned from the Olympic break. Breonna Stewart scored 27 points in 20 minutes. Liberty passed the Sparks 103-68. They built a 29-point halftime lead and won by at least 35 points for the third time, setting a WNBA single-season record.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In all states where prohibited by law, loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Find your next hidden gem at the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest, Saturday, August 17th. Vendors offering something for everyone from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. U-Tim Sensations, the Peterson Farm Brothers, will have a presentation at the City Park Bandshell at 10:30 a.m. More vendors are always welcome. To claim a spot, contact the Sunflower Mercantile from now until the 17th. Treasures galore at the Barnes, Kansas Antique and Junk Fest, Saturday, August 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sponsored by the Barnes Community Development Corp. and local businesses.
Garden fresh flavor at its best. Check out the new salad bar at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Add on or as a light lunch option. Fresh daily, 11 to 1:30, Tuesday through Saturday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Wall Street markets had one of their best days of the year Thursday. This after consumer spending data showed the U.S. economy is holding up better than expected. Another report showed fewer people applying for first-time unemployment benefits. The Dow gained 555 points. The broader S&P 500 index up 88. The Nasdaq index added 402 points as big tech stocks recovered more of their stumbles from the last month. Treasury yields also leaped in the bond market following the encouraging economic report. The shoppers spent a lot more at retailers last month than economists expected. A year ago, such reports could have sent markets lower on worries they would push inflation higher. But good news for the economy is once again good news for Wall Street, particularly after the Labor Department report 2 weeks ago that showed U.S. employers pulled back on their hiring last month by much more than expected. Thursday's report suggests the economy can still avoid a recession. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Landall in Marysville is seeking a mechanic. Duties would include inspecting vehicle engine and mechanical electrical components to diagnose and fix issues accurately. We'll conduct routine maintenance work, aiming to vehicle functionality and longevity. Provide accurate estimates for repair and maintenance. This would include, but not limited to, auto fleet, over-the-road trucks, forklifts, and etc. Salary based on experience and qualifications, a full benefit package available, and includes paid time off, paid holidays, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, 401k, gas allowance to drive to work, and more. Successful candidates must have good attendance, attention to detail, communication skills, and provide total customer satisfaction. Landall Company in Marysville is looking for a mechanic. Apply online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Stackline report with Larry Stackline. Larry, what's the latest?
On the Mercantile Exchange, everybody, paper trading upsets me, and that's what we have a lot of in this business called agriculture. It happens in grain. It happens in livestock. The biggest detriment that farmer has had in his lifetime is the fact that he has to say, what will you give me for my product? Sad situation, folks, no doubt about that. We've been talking about it for so long, and hasn't changed one iota. But in any event, we won't worry about the never, because we're here today. We had a pretty fast drop in the old cattle market. What's going on there is anybody's guess. We do have cattle being fattened longer in the feed yards, bringing more tons to town, which makes up for the decline in numbers that we definitely have. and that we were talking about a year ago that probably would happen. The numbers are down, but the weight's up, almost to the point where it makes up the difference. In any event, supply and demand is the name of the game there for some. We got to get rid of it at the grocery store, for folks, or we don't get paid at all. So I'm kind of watching that. And, of course, this heat doesn't help barbecuing too much. It's too hot outside. But in any event, it's interesting to see that we're hanging in there pretty decently on the cattle side, yeah. Much better than on the grain side. By the way, farmland values, I've got two stories laying in front of me. One says land values up 5%. The other one says farmland values flatten. What do you think's going on? I've got a special guest coming up on just that particular point. Stay tuned.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts says the Wildlife Habitat Education Program provides youth an opportunity to learn more about topics like wildlife management and ecology while allowing them to showcase their knowledge through multiple individual and team contests. He discusses specific topics within the program's curriculum.
Basically, it's an educational curriculum that focuses on helping youngsters understand and learn about wildlife habitat management. So it really starts off with how things like fire and grazing and processes like succession, which is that plant turnover through time, create wildlife habitat and different kinds of wildlife habitat. And it also, the youngsters learn about wildlife habitat requirements for different species. They learn what food items are food for different critters. They learn how to identify food items.
Ricketts breaks down the individual events available to participants, noting these competitions are not a requirement for the program.
There are state-level contests every year, and then there's a national contest. And so that contest, the individual pieces, are the Wildlife Challenge, and that's a general knowledge and identification activity. It's kind of an exam, like a lab practical exam, where the participants are given questions like, what is a community? And the students would need to know that a community is the collection of plants and animals that interact in an area. So they'd also identify things like they might be given a bat specimen, and they'd have to know that that's this species of bat. So the next piece is what we call wildlife management practices. In that activity, we have a sheet of paper that's got a set of wildlife management practices that we teach them about in the book. And then they, across the top, they would have a collection of species that should be in that area. And they're given a site and a scenario about that site, and they evaluate that site as habitat.
He outlines the two team activities members compete in.
The team events are the wildlife management plan, which a group of 3 to 4 participants would evaluate an area as habitat based on a scenario that they're given, and then write a management plan and draw a map for how to implement that management plan for those species at that site. And then the last piece is oral reasons. So then each member of the team would tell us how they managed that area for those different species, and we'd give them a set of questions that sort of prompt their responses about that.
That was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts on the Wildlife Habitat Education Program. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Weather has a way of inspiring creative language, and heat seems to be especially inspirational. It's a look at the poetry of the heat wave today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 16th, the 229th day of the year. Actor Steve Carell has a birthday, and folks are remembering Elvis Presley on the anniversary of his death in 1977. Sometimes the weather is so hot that the word hot just isn't enough. Here's a few of those how hot was it expressions that we've been collecting. Hotter than blazes, so hot the corn is popping in the field. Hotter than a billy goat and a pepper patch, and the proverbial so hot you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. We've heard comparisons to $2 pistols and firecrackers, and during one recent scorcher, we almost believed the line that birds were using potholders to catch worms. Got a favorite expression for a heat wave? We'd love to hear it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Contact us online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 67 this hour. Seasonal highs around 90 heading into this August weekend.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big weekend for sports across the state of Kansas, starting off with football, as it is week number two of the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, as they are on the road this weekend taking on the Detroit Lions. That game happening on Saturday at 3 p.m. They did fall short in game number one for the preseason last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, 26-13, as the Chiefs work to finalize their starting roster going into week number one coming up on September 5th. There is one more preseason game after this next weekend against the Chicago Bears back at home at Arrowhead Stadium. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals back in action starting tonight after having yesterday off, as they are starting a three-game series on the road against the Cincinnati Reds that goes through the weekend before heading back home to Kauffman Stadium on Monday to take on the LA Angels going through Wednesday. First pitch tonight against the Cincinnati Reds is set for 5:40, Saturday at 5:40, with a midday game on Sunday at 1 p.m.
KNDY.